Hey guys, it's Mike with the Daily BM. On this episode, we have a very special guest, and we continue our discussion about sex robots and the AI of the future. I hope you enjoy, like, and subscribe, and let's go. Hey, good morning, fuckers. It's another day of the Daily BM. I've got Mikey in the house with me. What's going on, Mike? Hey, what's happening, everybody? So glad to have you all back listening to us. Our one fan.
I'm glad
you found us by accident. Please
yeah,
don't go.
Yeah. Thank you for stopping the scroll. We really appreciate it. Yeah, 100%. But yeah, man, it's been definitely an interesting morning for me. I got my ass whooped at the gym. Isn't that great?
Yeah. Are you going to introduce our special guest before you go into your segue all about you, Mr. Narcissist?
No, it's all about me today. You don't understand.
Never. Come on.
She's just along for the ride. But
what ride? What ride? Yeah.
Sounds like my wife. What ride? My wife says the same thing to me. What ride? There's no ride. We have JT in the house with us. What's going on, JT?
Woo-woo. Hey, guys. I've missed you. Come out of my funk. I think it's been a year since we recorded.
The last time we saw you, unfortunately, was with Eric's.
His
memorial service. Yeah. Yeah.
Touched me right.
I asked about you frequently. I don't know if our mutual friend told you. I was asking how you were doing.
Our mutual friend does sometimes. She does. I love her. Yeah. It's just mentally, it's been a struggle this year. So I'm happy to be on here with you guys. You guys look so skinny and beautiful. Look at all three of us. They're half the size we were a year ago.
I know, right?
Incredible. Look at the body.
Tiny. It's crazy. I think
I'm pocket size. Yeah. And you guys are right amazing. Next to me. Yeah.
Pocket size. I love it. I'm pocket size. I haven't heard that in forever. I'm pocket size.
Pocket size. I'm 110 pounds. I've lost 110. Well, you've lost almost triple digits too, haven't you? Both of you.
I'm down 40, and I think Mike is down 40, I believe.
60. Down 60.
Yeah, he's 60? Down 60.
That's so together, 100. That's a sixth grader.
Yeah, no kidding.
wait, what?
Yeah. Packed on some muscle, too. Packed on some muscle.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not quite a muscler. Right. I did lose some of my lady lumps, but I got to work out and get them back. I'll get there. You know, I got to get my mind and body right, and that's what this is. And, you know, I started my podcast back officially
awesome.
Today.
So, what's the name of it?
What's the name of your podcast?
Progress, but I said, what the fuck she
said. Oh, okay.
Because we all know I don't have a filter. And people are always like, what the fuck did she say? Because I don't have a filter. And sometimes it's not that I'm being mean. I just, you know, say shit.
I like it. What the fuck did she say? With a big ass question mark.
That's right.
What the fuck did she say?
Oh, I love it.
And Mike says that about me all the time. What the fuck did she say?
I think I was like,
what the fuck did he say? I didn't understand him.
Oh, you need a translator is what that is.
Yeah, I need a
universal translator.
Brad isms. Need Bradisms. He's just angry Brad all the time.
Yeah, usually. I haven't been too angry the last couple months, man. What are you talking about?
No, you went from angry Brad to bad news Brad. Every day,
every time I call him, I have bad news. He says, so he's calling me Bad News Brad right now.
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed, but since the last time that we saw each other, I no longer have braces.
Oh, yes, I knew that because you were getting them off. Mm. It was like I feel like you were getting them off in like February or March.
And yeah, it ended up being like May. August, actually, August, sorry.
I saw my Invisalign. I haven't finished, and it's been 4 or 5 years. Yeah, so.
Dang,
I can't
girl,
wait
you
to
need
get
to
it
you
off.
Need to come to conclusion on stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so, the thing is, I keep having like my bottom teeth keep folding in, so they're having a hard time with that, and I have to have jaw surgery. So we've delayed it because you know I'm prehistoric at this age. I'm geriatric, and they don't like to do jaw surgeries on geriatric people.
I know you're not supposed to ask people their age, but how old are you?
I'll be 43 on the 28th.
Oh, you're a baby.
You're a baby. Jesus.
Baby.
I know.
Wait, so hold on. Let's back up. You've had jaw surgery just recently, or are you going to get jaw surgery?
I was supposed to have had it in August, but then I sold my cabin and moved. So
how long are you out with jaw surgery?
That's the problem. That's another reason why I couldn't do it, because I was moving and I'm in the middle of jobs and getting more licensing.
No, how long are you out? Like how long are you down when
it's
after the
surgery? It's going to be a year. So completely. Wait,
so you can't get blowjobs for a year?
For a year, maybe my ear, but at least a year.
in your ear. Challenge accepted. No, I'm
a few handsies, a few toesies.
Kind of tiny, I don't know what kind of tiny wieners are you used to.
Hey, I'm Asian. Leave me alone.
Either that or you have huge ear canals. Holy crap.
No, they barely fit my AirPods. So. So I'd be completely wired shot.
You're dating the wrong guys. You're dating the wrong guys.
For 12 weeks, I'd be completely wired shut. And then it's like this really long process. So it's like 6 months
pure
for
silence.
People to actually, and then it's, well, no,
it's
I
can pure
I can,
silence.
I can talk.
So you'll really be saying, what the fuck did she say?
you're gonna have to bulk up before you go on that. Cause that's all liquid diet.
Yeah.
It's all liquid. Yeah. So it's a very rough recovery. So,
God, and then you blend it up your favorite.
Like weekly, you barely open your mouth every week until you can finally get, and then they won't release you to chew anything for like months. So,
oh, Jesus.
Yeah. So I had to postpone that. Plus, I have to have 2 wisdom teeth removed right before the surgery.
Oh, my God.
It's not going to be a fun, it's very painful, they say, and it's not going to be a fun experience. So I delayed it. Yeah,
I'm gonna be honest with you. 2026 is gonna be your year. 2026 is gonna be your year.
2025 is gonna be a down year now for her.
2025 is gonna be the year of recovery where Jamie gets rebuilt.
2024 has been the year of sad for Jamie. So 2025 is gonna be the year of fuck everyone. Jamie's coming through.
Sorry. Oh, damn.
I was like, sweet.
Mike was like already grabbing for the number taker.
I was like, that's 8 billion people. That's quite an accomplishment.
8 billion.
You better go first, Mike. You better go first.
That's 8 billion people. Could you imagine
wear it
my
out
TMJ?
Before you get replaced.
Yeah, I was going to say she's got some TMJ kicking by the end of the day. It'd be like, damn.
That's what this surgery is for. So maybe I should completely wear it.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, man. So. Yesterday we were
That'd be 22 million people a day. That's a lot of people to have sex with.
Wait,
finishing the year.
Speaking about sex, let's move into the topic. So yesterday, Jamie, we were talking about AI and robots and things like that.
There's a new movie on Netflix.
There's a new movie out called Severance. Okay, and Megan Fox is in it. All right, and she plays an AI robot. Okay, and Mike, I'm going to let you explain the movie a little bit, so that way you can bring her up to speed, and then
She might watch it, so I don't want to ruin it.
That's okay if she watches it.
I do not. I honestly thought Megan Fox was already a robot, so...
I mean, she plays the role perfectly.
Yeah, played it perfectly, so...
But I haven't seen
So basically, the gist of the movie is this... guy, his family, the wife goes into the hospital. He needs help. I haven't seen it actually. I just know the premise because I read it. He needs help around the house and with the kids and whatnot. So he goes to your local AI, robot factory, and he walks in and it's Megan Fox as a robot. And of course, it's anatomically correct. So he buys himself a Megan Fox to bring her home, help around the house and whatnot. And then ends up forming a relationship with her. And then the wife recovers and comes home, and she's not too happy about it. And then Megan Fox tries to kill her off because she wants to now be head bitch
number
in
one.
Charge.
Yeah.
And then, a bunch of shenanigans happen, which I haven't seen it. But basically we were talking about number one, not to rehash yesterday's show, but number one, it was like, that's a conversation you should have with your wife, like if you're going to buy a robot. And number two, you've got to pay for that upgrade to have it like atomically correct. That's not going to be something that an engineer just like throws in on the side. Like, oh yeah, by the way, you can fuck it too. they're gonna charge extra for that. What? You tried to fuck it? That was a blender attachment. What are you talking about? That was a smoothie attachment. So basically, yeah. So after the show, our wives showed up, and my wife was first, and she was like, "It's totally not cheating, and it'd totally be okay to have like a robot hooker living at the house."
I mean, it's like using a vibrator.
Yeah, that's how she saw it.
No,
and Jamie,
no.
And Brad's Jamie was like, "Hell no, it'd be cheating. I cut his dick off." So Brad's not getting a fuck bot anytime soon.
With emotions, it'd be different than using a pocket pussy or a vibrator.
Yeah, but you're
hold
on a second.
Name and a face.
But your pocket pussy and your vibrator don't have emotions, and or they don't portray emotion. They don't talk to you. They don't. They're not a talking piece unless you're fucked up and you talk to your vibrator. I mean, I don't know.
I don't think you have a good vibrator, Brad.
Maybe I do.
The new ones are like, "How am I doing?" And then it's like this.
You're doing great, man.
It doesn't ask.
Deeper.
No, the new ones don't ask. They just do it, honey.
Oh, Jesus. There you go. So you don't need a man. You just need a vibrator.
The vibrator goes, "Hey, can you imagine the vibrator has a male's voice?" And he's like, "So how much deeper do you want me to go?"
So that brought us to the whole like conversation of how it would affect society. And it brought me to my like idea of our dystopian future, where basically all of us would go to the robot shop and we pick out robot companions to be our partners in life that would be built exactly to need all, like cater all of our specs. And then we would just go to like birthing centers to pick out our babies like Gattaca and just have them DNA'd. And that's how we'd have our children. And there would be no more need for like biological, you know, procreation, because everything would be, you know, handled through, you know, artificial. And you just go build a perfect man to spend your life with, and then you could have your biological kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's so boring. I mean, I can see why some people would want to do that, except for like people that, you know, like introverts or people that are on spectrums that have a hard time. But I think they'd do it anyways. Yeah, why? I think people would. I don't want a perfect person. I want someone to have fun with. I want someone to, you know, I wouldn't be able to. Now, don't get me wrong. I would absolutely love a robot to clean my house and do my dishes and take care of the bills and do all those things. But I would still want companionship from a real person. Even with the risk of heartbreak, I still want a real, the real person. I need that touch and that love.
But if that AI was 100%, hold on. But if that AI was 100%, like, into you and saying, "Oh yeah," and telling you everything you want to hear, just like a real guy would do. But this thing's never gonna like deviate from you and cheat on you and stuff. You wouldn't think that's you would be okay with just that.
I think I take my chances. I think I'm just a hopeless romantic in that area. I know it sounds weird, but I think you wouldn't until you actually tried it.
And it was, if it would be like, you know, because you're talking about something that would have access to all of the literature and all of humankind's knowledge. And it could think and operate on its own. So it would literally, and its sole purpose would be to make you feel fulfilled and feel pleased.
You're right.
Emotionally, mentally, physically. So like, if you're like, "Man, I wonder what the stars are like." And it would go into like, "Well, you know, it would talk to you about it. And it would talk to you in a way that you'd understand and feel like fulfilled. It'd be like, "Damn, this would be hard." You know? And because we as humans, we get attached to intangible things really easily. Like, imagine I was telling Brad, like, my first car, you know, my first truck, like, I was really attached to that thing because it was, you know, it was my freedom. It was where I had fun. I had so many memories. It was like, I took my first girl on a first date. So when I had to go to sell it, it was kind of sad. I mean, it was exciting, but it was also like, damn, you know, this is like closing this chapter.
It's heartbreaking. And,
and it's just an item. You know, it's just an item. Right. It's like if you lose like your favorite shirt and you're like distraught, you're like, "What the hell did I do with it? Where did I put it? Where's it going on?" It's just a shirt. You can get another one, but you could probably buy the same one, but it wouldn't be the same one because it doesn't have the same memories that shirt has.
You're right.
So I was just thinking, I know that Joaquin Phoenix did a movie about falling in love with his artificial intelligence. I think it was called Her. I haven't seen it, but it'd probably be interesting to see what their take was on it. Because I think, I don't know. I think if once we get to that level, it's going to be interesting for humanity. Cause I think it's going to be, you're going to feel a lot safer because, you know, this is a guy, a robot android, it'd be, you know, an artificial android, a synthetic, let's call it synthetic, that would never hurt you. You know, its sole purpose would be to protect you and fulfill all your needs. So you'd feel 100% safe with it all the time.
I think when you say it like that, because I'm like, me being soft-hearted, sometimes I do come off as cruel. It's not that I mean to, but sometimes I just have to walk away, and I have such a hard time walking away that probably for a person like me, that would be perfect.
Yeah.
You know, as much as I would rather take the risk, at the same time, that would be ideal. Then there'd be no more hurt, no more pain, no more abuse, no more abusing.
Right.
Yeah. I've had very shitty relationships. And to finally have one where it's not, I just can't even fathom that. I just can't even imagine what that would be like.
And I think there's thousands and thousands of people that are like that. I mean, that's why like people like get so attached to their animals. That's why people will like save an animal over a person. It's because their animal gives them unconditional love. You know, like they get this bond with an animal and you're like, yeah, I'll die over that. Like I always get pissed in shows when animals die or get hurt. Like that whole Quiet Place Day One, I was more worried about the cat than the people. Like I was like, fuck the people. Like you better not hurt the cat. Like
I was just reading from all the hurricanes. Hurricanes hit the area, my area in Tennessee, and devastated areas. And I was just reading things about all these animals that got left behind, and I couldn't open my Facebook. I had to stop getting on there, or my community page, or messages from neighbors and friends in that area saying, "Jamie, we just found another dead dog. We just found another dead horse. People lost entire flocks of sheep and ducks and geese." And horses and dogs, and I had to stop because, you know, that's true. You're right. Animals are so innocent, and they just love like no other, and they don't give you no shit. They don't backtalk. Yeah. You know, they just love you.
I think we would I think we would transfer that over to an artificial intelligence. I mean, if you think back to like kids, like you had your favorite doll or your favorite toy that you carried everywhere. I mean, you know. So it'd be no different. This thing just would interact with you. It'd be like, you know, and it, I'd be like, it'd be so wild when it gets to that point. And I think it's right. I think we're going to see it in our lifetimes for sure. You know, I think the advancement's moving so fast. We're probably going to see it within the next couple of years.
Have you seen the AI? I don't know if that's what they're called. They're from Elon, but Kim Kardashian.
The Tesla bot. Yeah. They're called, it's called Optimus. Yeah. They're pretty incredible.
Isn't that like having a partner? Isn't that what they're built with human emotions or something like that?
Yeah. No, they have full AI. Yeah. They're supposed to interact. They're supposed to help you out and make your life better and like do things for you and, you know, take care of things. And it's definitely going to be eye-opening to see how those how that changes our landscape.
I mean, I can hardly work a drone. How the hell am I going to work an AI?
Well, it'll work itself. That's what's cool about it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like it's gonna
it'll be because it's common language. It's like ChatGPT. It's common language. So you would just you go into the shop and you just say, "This is what my preferences are. This is what I like. This is what I want. And this is, you know, I want someone that's like Hugh Jackman slash, you know, like whatever, and like with this personality." And you just rattle off stuff, and it'd be like build a profile. And then you just change it up, you know?
Insane to me. Just insane. No, I want one. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, we got self-driving cars, things like that. I don't know. I guess that's just kind of, we already do live in society where people are very harsh and quick to cut people off and ghost them. And, you know, and I think that would just make it worse. People are so desensitized, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that'd be and I think we're moving. I mean, I just feel like we're becoming more and more introverted as we speak because we're being more separated by social media and stuff like that. Like we're being more removed, and people don't like challenges. You know, like they don't want to walk up and talk to the girl because they're scared of rejection. Guys get guys are no different.
So
that's why porn is that's why porn's such a rampant right now because it's easy out.
Yeah, and the people don't want to. No, and that, and then they don't want to fix. People don't like to admit. People don't like to fix relationships. They like to walk away. You know, they don't want to. You know, continue.
Because it's the easy path.
It is the easy path. It is the easy path to be selfish. It really is. You know, and I've been selfish. I know I have. I had to work on myself.
Yes, you have.
Yes, you have.
And then I feel like. Yes, we will. And then I have to be selfish. You guys both told me I have to just, everybody else, sucking fingers in the air, take care of Jamie. I know, I get it. But what can you say?
So the burning question, I don't think
burning? She,
I was as we were talking, you never answered it. Is it cheating?
She said no. She answered that right out of the way.
I didn't hear her say it right. Oh, well, I didn't hear her say it in the right way. Well, sorry, my bad.
Wait, now that he said, it's like you're putting in like Hugh Jackman. So now when I'm like, wait a minute, is this like your, what do people call that? The cheat card or the, what do you call that when you're?
Hall pass.
So now do you just go buy your computer Hugh Jackman at the store and be like, oh, I said this is my hall pass, you know?
Yeah.
Is that what, you know, or is it?
See, that's why I think it'd be the end of the society, because eventually what'll happen is you both go to the store together, like you and your significant other, and you each pick out your personal hall passes. And then you end up wanting to spend more time with that because both of those will do what you want them to do. Like,
so then at
I can
that
imagine
point, it is cheating. Now, if it's just a robot, like a vibrator or a dildo or a blow up.
But then
call,
here comes the next question.
Uh-oh.
If you remove the sex from the relationship and now you just are working on companionship, friendship, interaction, community, communication, and all of those other needs are being met, does that strengthen your relationship?
No, you should be building that with your partner.
But so like, here's my thought, like, you know, like a guy's like, he sees something, he's like, oh, I want my wife to do that. And then he goes home and he says, hey, babe, would you do this? And she's like, fuck no. And he's like, oh,
but you can put it in the doll's ass.
But then
my doll lets me put it in any hole I want.
Hold on. So now, you know, so now he's feeling rejected. So he is upset because his wife won't cater to his desires because she, for whatever reason, like her boundaries, which is okay. I'm not saying that they shouldn't. All right. So then, like, you know, she comes over and she's like, hey, would you do XYZ for me? And he's like, no, I don't want to do that. Now it's resentment. Now on the contrary, he comes home and goes to sex robot and he's like, hey, I saw this. And he's like, would you do this? And she's like, ding, green light, you know, and he gets that fantasy.
The thing is, she can't say no. The robot has no.
Yeah, because it doesn't have the preconceived, you know, problems like with it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of the inhibition, a lot of the inhibitions come from like personal boundaries that you've set for yourself as to why, like, you know, some girls won't have anal, some girls won't do this, some girls won't do that, some guys won't do this, some guys can't do this because they're not equipped properly. You know what I mean? So it's a give quote pro. So like now all of a sudden you get it fixed, you know, like I don't know. It'd be interesting. It'd be interesting to see how it would impact us because from a guy's perspective, like, I don't know about you, Brad, but like after I have an orgasm, like that drive is no longer on the table. So I can have a different type of relationship with women in general. Like as I'm walking through, I'm not like, oh, she's hot. You know, like, cause that's what guys do. Like, or we're biologically wired to kind of prowl.
Your sexual needs, as long as they're fulfilled, you're okay with everything else.
Somewhat, yeah. Yeah, basically with that, what I'm saying is it takes that off the table. So it allows us, like men, I don't know if Brad's like this, Brad can answer, but it allows me to be more focused on other things. That's why it's like, like sometimes guys are like, that's why like in Wolf of Wall Street, Matthew McConaughey is like, how many times are you masturbating a day? Yeah. And he's like,
those are rookie numbers.
He's like, those are rookie numbers. You know, you need to get those up. But it's because it's a stress relief to stay focused because it's like, okay, you get it out, you get the poison out and you can stay focused.
No, it relaxes you. It does. It, for a woman, it absolutely relaxes you. So,
yeah,
you know,
some women, not all women. Like that's what's striking about it because all women are different and that's what's wild.
Yeah, all men
like,
are different. Yeah. I know men that have sex and they can't go to sleep.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's the same, you know, but I'm just saying if it fills that is, it allows us to maybe be better people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
You know,
get your rocks off. But the thing is, we already have so many ways to get your rocks off, you know, but I get it. If the robot will pretty much do anything you ask, he's freaking out.
Yeah, but it's different. See, I think that what it brings in is it brings in the act of someone else doing it for you, you not doing it yourself.
Yeah.
That's what's going to be the unique part of it because it's interactivity. I mean, that's why, you know, That's why guys like go to prostitutes, because it's they're animated. It's the same. It's no, the end is no different. Like masturbating is no different than sex. It's just the process to get there is different, but the end result's the same. And, but it's the process that's different. So I think that's going to be an interesting time. And then I was thinking too, how wild would it be? Like, say you are in a relationship with somebody and you could put on a VR headset. Okay. Or they, maybe they're built into contacts and you link up with your significant other who's across the globe, and you have virtual sex with
that
AI robots, but visually you're seeing your partner interacting with your partner, whatever, but it's, you know, it's a machine. Like, you can't tell it's a machine because it's biologically, you know, synthetic. Wouldn't that be wild though? Like that would be like,
that would be cool. That would be cool. I mean, of course, you know, if you and your partner agree to that, but I think that would be pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, or then you could just have like virtual sex with people all across the globe without any chance of spreading disease or anything else. They would just inhabit your local bot.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's good thinking, because that would cut down on STDs and AIDS and deaths and things like that, just from pregnancy, things like that.
Because I talked about it yesterday, and I was like, you know, the first thing I could imagine is seeing like sex brothels with these AI bots, because the biggest problem that we have with prostitution is human trafficking, STDs, drug abuse. You know, those are the top three that I can think of, that are the big stigmas of prostitution, why people are so against it. And if you replace that with a synthetic, then would it become legal? Not on the moral aspect. I mean, if you put Christianity in it and morals, that's a whole nother argument. I'm just talking from like a, you know, health / safety / you know, situation. Because when you put the morals in it, that'd make a whole nother thing. I mean,
right.
The whole AI thing could be a conflict, because it'd be could be in front to God, because we're creating an image in our likeness, like an idol. So that's another interesting aspect. But anyways, Brad's kind of zoning out over there.
No, I'm just listening.
He's ordering his robot is what he's doing.
Yeah,
he's
I was absolutely looking at if there was sex AI robots yet.
So what's your take on it?
I can see you were Googling.
I was like, okay, sex. I can't wait for my history to like freaking reflect sex AI robots. So it was like, yeah, I mean, you can go to like, they've got them. Like this one, it says AI sex.
Oh, you've been Googling this whole time and you just now popped it up.
Well, because I was too busy looking at pictures of which one I would buy. But goddamn, they're not that super expensive. You got like this redheaded chick right here, man. It's she's 4'10", C cup, love doll, and she has AI built into her.
So what does her, I know it's AI,
let me click on it and look and see.
I know some of them have like some limited range of motion. And also, they're built-in fleshlights and stuff like that.
Dude, like, her mouth is like movable jaw and real oral.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Straightforward, dude. I swear to God, dude, you can deep throat that thing. Like seriously,
now you're
like,
Show us.
Oh, my God.
Screen share.
All right, hold on. Let me share my screen.
Show us the tatas.
All right, we'll just do this real quick, but look, check this shit out.
That's what she said.
Yeah, no shit, right? All right, ready?
Let's do this real quick.
Ah, wait, can you see?
Yeah.
Look.
Holy cow, dude, bucks. That looks like we were just talking about Megyn Kelly.
Now what? Look. It's all real looking.
Holy cow. She's got a bear beaver, so you don't have to worry about Brazilians or any upkeep.
Yeah, no shit. Bear beaver. But look at the mouth right here, guys.
No upkeep.
I bet she doesn't smell.
Look at that. Look at that, Mike. Look, you can go right in there. And it has teeth.
You can see down to her.
Look, here's what it looks like. There it is. A respiratory function demonstration. Look. Watch. It simulates connecting the power supply.
Wait, that's a shitty place to plug it in.
I know, right on the side of the tits, dude.
Like, come on.
But look, you charge it.
Oh,
yeah. The auto sucking vagina is suitable for both. Look.
A big ass titty.
How crazy is that? It breathes, dude. Look, it's breathing
Doing. It's breathing. Yeah.
No. I'll be really impressed if that thing squirts milk 15, 20 feet.
Wait, electric sucking vagina? Wait, we gotta see this.
Okay, now we have to see the electric foot and everything.
Look, Mike, look.
Oh my God.
Look, it sucks it in. Oh my God.
She's gonna choke. She better slow down.
Look at that.
My credit card.
What did you say?
Where's my credit card?
Like, I'm using look. Klarna.
Look.
Give me some ThorPay.
Oh yeah, I saw that where they gyrate.
Oh my God.
Auto blowjob and electric butt. Hold on. So say auto blow-
can we put this on the Daily BM card, please?
Yeah,
just
go ahead.
One charge.
Let's go.
Yeah, then we can just say, okay, we tried out this doll. It was absolutely amazing. I filed my paperwork today. No, I'm just joking.
We single, ready to mingle.
Oh my God.
Who says want to be single, dude? I'm telling you guys, mark my words. We'll come back to this. This will not be old. Come back to this in about the next 5 years to this exact show. And I am telling you that there will be sex doll AI, just like you said, Mike, that they'll have brothels first.
That's it. 1 year from today.
No, I'm saying 5 years. Within
I think within a year.
Okay, so within a year, we're going to have sex brothel, prostitution, AI bots that will bang you and blow you and everything else you want.
China, I feel like those are already out somewhere. I feel like...
Yeah, the Japanese always try that shit first. They're about the horniest people on the planet, it seems. Every time you see anything sexual, it's always the Japanese putting it out first. They're like, oh, you want this to suck your dick? Watch this. You know, we'll make something for it. I'm telling you, they're the first ones out the gate. So I would not be surprised if it's all Japanese chicks, brothel, overseas, and then they master the AI, and then it takes off. Then they start making American girls, Swedish girls, blah 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 blah, Russian girls, you name it.
Not already.
Then wait till they did the dude's brothel.
Oh,
where you could select the size, length, and girth penis that you want to ride.
Yeah, and a man that crazy, will guys. Cook and clean and not and just lie like and not manipulate and not be
good luck with
that.
That's unrealistic.
What are you talking about, Brad? That's super realistic. That's what we are.
That is true. What I've ever come across. Yeah.
You wouldn't come across.
You
I want to simulate the mangoo.
That's what I want to know. Wow. It's probably just preloaded.
Like, if we could do without the mangoo, so it doesn't have to be like washed. Like, what kind of goo is it? And then it's going to fuck up my pH. You know?
It'll probably just be like, hydrating, conditioning, vitamin E
fluid or something that's perfect for the vagina.
Probably be perfect, like vitamin. So like you just rub it in and be like, oh, this is amazing. I feel rejuvenated.
Like estrogen or some hormone, something that I need, or maybe
something that you need. Yeah, it'd be like
obviously
it'd be a vitamin D shot.
We're moving into the future, guys. I gotta take my medicine.
This is gonna be amazing.
We're moving into the future. That's for sure.
That would be wildly exciting.
All right. Well, listen, Jamie, JT, thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate you, man. Guys. We're gonna exit out of here. So don't forget, head over to thedailybm.com where you can follow us on all our socials, and you know, also get 20% off at using dailybm as the promo code at masondangerbeardco.com. So, and don't forget, buy your sex bot. They're coming in. $1,600 bucks right now.
Go to my new podcast, guys. Come listen to Jamie.
Yeah, what the fuck did she say? That's the name of it. What the fuck did she say? Is it WTF or is it spelled out what the fuck?
It's WTF. Did she say?
WTF.
WTF, she say. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Don't worry. WTF. I'm going to link it all over, baby.
Yep. There you go. Mike, you got any last words before we get out of here?
Enjoy.
With that, we'll catch you guys on the flip side.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Deuces.